Welcome to the Rich Black Woman Podcast, where we empower you to be rich in mind, body, and bank. I'm your host, Yaz, and every week we'll talk to people who are doing interesting things regarding health and wealth. So come with me on a short journey as we enrich our lives together. Hey, RBWs. So in this episode, I interview an amazing entrepreneur. Her name is Lisa Lorraine March, and she had a career for 27 years and then pivoted and actually became a thriving entrepreneur with a line of gluten-free products that are currently sold in Whole Foods. She walks us through her journey, pivoting from one career to the next, the inspiration for her brand, and how one thing led to the next. And you'll hear about how she's doing this. You'll be inspired. It's a testimony. It's a testimony when you step out and you move and you experience and try new things, how everything lines up in your favor. So sit back, take a walk, get on the elliptical, get on your Peloton, whatever you do, and be inspired. Well, hey, RBWs, I am excited to introduce our next guest to the Rich Black Woman Podcast. Her name is Lisa Lorraine March, and she is the founder and CEO of Miss P's G-Free brand. And I'm really excited to bring her onto the podcast because not only is her product innovative, but it's also timely, especially around this time of the year. We're fully into 2022, and many of you are trying to make health changes for the better, to have longevity and to have what we have here known and talk about all the time, is that our health is truly our greatest wealth, right? So welcome to the Rich Black Woman Podcast, Lisa.
Thank you, Yasmeen. How are you today?
I am awesome, and I'm really thrilled to have you because you have a really interesting background. This is kind of your second act. You shared with me that you actually had a very successful career over 25 years in federal law enforcement, and you recently retired, but that wasn't good enough. You didn't just want to sit back on that nice cushy pension. You actually decided to become an entrepreneur, and that is awesome. And you were also inspired by some tragedy, but you have risen above that and actually turned a personal story into really a triumphant story with your new product line that is also in Whole Foods. So if you guys haven't figured this out, Lisa has a line of gluten-free, amazing treats, but they're healthy and good for you. And they happen to be in Whole Foods markets all across Illinois, and particularly in the Chicagoland area. So definitely welcome to the show, Lisa. And I wanted to jump in and just kind of ask you, you know, more about your brand and the journey, really, how you started this brand. So talk a little bit about the inspiration for Miss P's G-Free.
Absolutely, Yasmeen. I would say that my journey really started back in 2009, where my life changed. It just changed tremendously. I had had acid reflux and digestive issues and severe flatulence. Look, so much so, my husband said, "You are too pretty to smell like that." It's like, okay, let me take care of this. But then tragedy struck in March of 2009. My Shiro, my biggest cheerleader, my mom, my Miss P, who the business is named in honor of, passed away from congestive heart failure. She was only 60 years old, and she had had various health issues for a while. My mom, unfortunately, did smoke for most of her life and ate pretty much what she wanted and said that she was doing it her way. I guess that old Frank Sinatra song. But watching her live and raise six of us little bad A kids on the south side of Chicago with no money, and just seeing her strength and how she embedded in us that we can do anything we put our mind to. So there is myself and then five siblings. Unfortunately, I also had a sister, my middle sister, who passed away in 2018, and she was only 51. So for me, in really creating Miss P's G Free, I like to say I'm an accidental entrepreneur. I kind of fell into this because of my health issues, because of my mom, because of our family history. I needed to make a change. I needed to do something different so that generations after me can also do something different. So I created this line of gluten-free snack foods and baked goods that are healthy, nutritious, and delicious. And it gives us the opportunity to know that everything we put in our mouths is going to show up somewhere.
Yeah.
So you really have to watch what you're putting in there. And I was never raised like that. So making that change, understanding that it's all about taking better care of ourselves. It's all about moving more. My day usually now starts about between 4:30 and 5 a.m. And I'm up and I'm doing my meditation and then I'm doing my devotional and then I work out before I even hit my computer because mm-hmm. I have to take care of me. And in baking these snack foods, that's exactly what I'm doing. I needed something good when I found out I needed to be gluten-free. And when I began looking for good gluten-free snacks, I said, there is no way I can maintain this diet eating these foods. Many tasted like cardboard. And I was like, I didn't know gluten-free meant taste-free. So
Yeah.
So I really needed to make a change. And I would bake these delicious treats. And I used to work, like you said, I worked for the Federal Bureau of Prisons for 27 years. And I would take these to work, and the people I worked with, my staff members, they would be like, girl, we don't know what gluten is, but we know this is good. So you need to keep bringing this to work. And then I had one lieutenant was like, this is like a party in my mouth. So,
wow. Yeah.
So they inspired me a lot to go ahead and get these products into Whole Foods, which was a whole new thing for me, learning retail, learning wholesale, learning about selling anything.
Talk about that. Like, how did you go from, you know, bringing in your homemade treats to your colleagues at work to mm-hmm. now your colleagues must purchase them at Whole Foods? Like, how did you meet someone at Whole Foods? What did you do? How did you package it? How did you pitch? What happened?
Yes. I believe there are no coincidences. So I was blessed enough to know several entrepreneurs from working at the Federal Bureau of Prisons. One of them, Shelby Parchman, who I met when he actually used to work for JVS, Jewish Vocational Services. And he and I would just have these conversations because he came over to teach entrepreneurship to our offenders. And so he and I got to talking about being an entrepreneur and what all it takes and this and that. And so every time he would come over, I'd pick his brain. So how do you do this? And what happens with that? And how do we? He's like, look, if you're going to do it, do it. And so he sent me information to get into my first accelerator class, which was through Sunshine Enterprises in Chicago. Shout out to Sunshine. And from there, I took this accelerator class. It was 12 weeks. I would go to work, get off work and go to this accelerator class, understanding marketing and branding and cash flow. And girl, the first class, this is how naive I was. I had already started selling our products at farmers markets. And so when I went to the first class, they were talking about insurance. So I raised my hand like, okay, when are we supposed to get insurance? They was like, before you sell anything. I was like, oh, let me go back and take care of that.
Yeah.
So I was so naive and so green and just really didn't understand the way business worked. So after I took the accelerator class, our class soon found out that Whole Foods was going to build a brand new location on 63rd and Halsted in the Inglewood community, and that they were looking for local partners to go into the store, local vendors. And I was like, oh, okay, let me pitch.
Yeah.
It took me a few weeks. I had almost forgotten that I had sent them something or took them items. And then I got an email and they said, hey, come on down to their downtown office and bring your products. And I was like, okay. I did that and they made some corrections, some updates. They said, you need to get rid of this. You can have this. This is what you can have. And then they said, yeah, welcome to Whole Foods. I was like, what?
Really? Wow.
Yes. That's it was awesome. Amazing. And when I tell you, Yasmin, I did not know the first thing. I didn't even figure out how to put in barcodes. Shelby had to come to my house and help me embed barcodes for our labels. Because I was like, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah. But it just goes to show, if you have that passion and you move forward, then other things will fall into place. And you used a resource, the gentleman who was already coming to your workplace,
yes,
to help people with entrepreneurship, you know, out in the outside world, and you leverage that. And then, you know, I love the fact that you talked about the accelerator program that you did and how that also gave you basically the network, right, to,
yes,
find out about the opportunity with Whole Foods. And I know that there are a lot of accelerators out there. I feel like there are more now than ever before, particularly for Black entrepreneurs in kind of post George Floyd world and this,
yes,
new,
yes,
horizon of, you know, hopefully moving forward in racial equity. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can go, oh, do I really need an accelerator program? You know, what would you say was the best thing about the accelerator program? Like, how did it benefit you? Because I think there are a lot of people who have seen accelerator programs, but they might think, oh, I already kind of know what I'm doing. I already have my product out there like you did, right?
Yes. Yes. I am personally a huge proponent of accelerator programs. Since that first one I've taken at Sunshine Enterprises, I've actually taken several others and recently completed the Good Food Accelerator through Naturally Chicago. And I will say this, for me, every accelerator class that I have taken, I have learned something new that I did not know before. And anytime you can equip yourself to be ready for whatever comes your way, especially when you're in this retail game, you have to so know what you don't know. And for me, that was just so much. So I've taken Scale Up. I've taken Innovation DuPage. I feel like I really need to equip myself so that not only do I know my products, but I know how to move and navigate in the retail space, because that's not something that was taught to me growing up. I mean, I never knew anybody before I worked at the federal prison that even thought about having a business.
Yeah.
So for me, it was educating myself. It was understanding how to move from point A to point B. And that movement is not something that is automatic or quick. I chose to take the strategic route and do it at a pace where I can understand as it grows how to maneuver, how to get bigger. And now we're placing ourselves at a point to really scale these products, not just into Whole Foods, but into other retail establishments. We just got our certification for the National Minority Supplier Development Council in Chicago. So we're overjoyed about that. And we're just waiting on our WeBank certification, because when it comes down to it, I want to be ready for every opportunity that comes that comes for Miss Peace G-Free, because we will be there waiting and equipped.
Yeah, that's excellent. You talk about being ready. And I think, you know, that's what the accelerators do too. And what you touched on is that they help you be ready for the unexpected and what you don't know that you need to know. You mentioned the different certifications that you've recently achieved. And I noticed that in your bio as well. Can you talk a little bit about that too? I think sometimes people find that to be a daunting process, but yet it does seem to open up a lot of doors for people if you have that, you know, women-owned, minority-owned business certification. What was your pathway to that and how was the process?
The process can be a little bit overwhelming. It can be daunting, but what the process does is also allow you to get organized with your business bookkeeping, because they look for things like, how did you first start the business? Where did that money come from? And you have to be able to trace back and show them that. What stocks do you have? Who owns the stocks? How much of your company do you actually own? Who is actually the CEO and owner? Is it you or is it somebody else? And you have to show these things by your documentation. And once you get that documentation lined up, it is yours to continue to refer to use for each certification that you need. Now, you may have to kind of update some things, but for the most part, the basics are the same. And I was very, very blessed to be going through Innovation DuPage when I first got our DBE, which is the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise certification. That's the first one I went through because it was free. And see, for me, if it's free, it's for me. So
love it.
So I did that one first because it then helped me to build upon the paperwork that I needed for the other ones that are at a cost. And once you do the free one and you have all the documentation, you just save that and you update it and you update it. And then when it's time for you to do the other certifications, you've already got most of what you need. I think that is so important. And again, it helps you to stay organized. Then you've got all your paperwork for where you started the business. So if it ever comes up again, you've got it.
That's excellent.
Yeah, you've got your records, everything.
Excellent. Because so many people get, you know, intimidated by that process, but you bring up a good point. Once you do it once, it's your framework, and then you just build on that and it makes it easier each time. Time is a little bit easier, a little bit more turnkey, I imagine. And you know how to do it. So it's going to go much more quickly than the first time. So that's awesome. Well, congratulations on all of that, because that certainly does open up the door to bigger and better opportunities. How did you find, like, I think a lot of people are just curious, like, how did you find a manufacturer? How did you find, you know, someone to design your packaging and things like that? What were some of the ways that you did that?
I believe for us, they were all blessings on blessings on blessings, because through Sunshine, we met and were given mentors. And the first time we got our packaging designed, my mentor is like, here, I'm going to help you. My brother designs labels, so they put a chart together and they're like, do you like this one, that one, or this one? And we had a choice of what we were going to do. And then she said, I am gifting this to you. And I said, excuse me, because, you know, for me, many times when people give me a gift, I look around to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah. But
it was so wonderful because she gave from the goodness of her heart and she didn't have to. She's like, I see you're a small business. You're just getting started. Let me help you, which is absolutely phenomenal, because when I talk to some of the other female entrepreneurs that we talk to, because we congregate with Sunshine, we get together and we talk about our wins, our loses, our losses. How do we do this? How do we maneuver? And one of the other ladies was like, yeah, it cost me $5,000 to get packaging. I was like, oh,
Wow.
So I was very blessed in that aspect. And as I said, Shelby came over and helped me put in the barcodes. And Jordan, which is another entrepreneur, told me where to get the rice bags. And it's just building that network of entrepreneurs who are all here to assist and to help each other. And going through a lot of these accelerated classes helps that. Even now, when I get stuck on stuff, I call people from when I was in Sunshine or when I just went through GFA or when I went through Innovation DuPage. Well, how did you do this? How did you maneuver that? What about this? And everybody that I have met and gone through it with has been willing to reach out and help.
That's beautiful. And that is a blessing.
Yes.
But it wouldn't have happened, like you said, had you not said yes to the accelerator.
Absolutely.
And just decided to do something different. And sometimes I think as entrepreneurs, you have to always be willing to learn and always be willing to learn from other people. And not assume that everything, because maybe you're good in something. There's all these moving parts, and you certainly are doing the accelerator for the social network too. And it seems like that proves itself with the fact that you also have this built-in community. I love that you have this built-in community that you guys are able to share best practices and encourage one another. And on that note, what's your advice for battling entrepreneurship fatigue? Because when you're an entrepreneur, you often wear many hats. You have to do everything yourself initially until you're able to scale with the team. What do you do to keep going and to motivate yourself?
I think for me, it's many things. And when you talk about entrepreneur fatigue, I will tell you the struggle is real. There are days when you just want to say, you know what? I have had enough. And I've had people to say to me, girl, cry, but don't quit. Go over there, get your boohoo pity party out and keep it moving. And many days, that's what I do. Even when I'm in the stores and demoing, they're like, oh, how good for you. You're in Whole Foods. I'm like, well, some days. Other days, I'm in the corner crying.
Yeah.
But you have to know that what you're building is bigger than you. And for me, that's what it is. Carrying on my mom's legacy, I hear so often people say to me, your mom is in heaven just smiling. She is just elated with what you're doing, and in her honor. And then for me, changing our family dynamics, changing what I call curses, generational curses.
Yeah.
You know, me being raised on the South Side of Chicago, where we had very little money, and being the first in my family of six of us to graduate from college, being the first to have a 27-year career in federal law enforcement, and then being the first to open a business. How often does that not happen with kids from the South Side of Chicago?
Yeah.
So
wow.
I can motivate people. If you have a dream, if you have a desire, if you really have that push inside of you to get it done, you can do it. There is nothing that can stop you except you. And I wholeheartedly believe that. Now, I have things all over my office that say, I will do big things, and I write in through Jesus Christ who strengthens me, because I know it's just not all me. Mm-hmm. So I have a firm belief in God. I know, and I even have been told that when you pursue your dreams, the universe will open up and be on your side. It will open up and allow you to grow. And I believe that. So I am in hot pursuit of Miss PG Free.
That is so inspiring. And, you know, I think so many people can relate to that story. And it makes me think, you know, of Michelle Obama, you know, also somebody from Chicago. And look where she went, all the way to the White House.
To the White House.
And I always say, there are there are so many other Black women who are little Michelle Obamas that we just don't know about. And you're one of them, you know, literally from same neighborhood. And look at where, how far you've come and been so triumphant. So thank you for sharing your story. It's been amazing. I think the last and final, you know, question I have is one that all entrepreneurs struggle with, and that's capital. And that's definitely the issue with Black entrepreneurs as well, because, you know, to your point about curses, unfortunately for us, we have not had the access to capital through, you know, generational wealth that was stolen from us. And so oftentimes we're trying to bootstrap stuff. And then even when we have great personal credit and we want to get business credit or go to a bank, we're not always given the best terms because of systemic racism. So what did you do? How did you, you know, how did you sustain yourself? What are you going after? Are you doing SBA loans, grants? How are you capitalizing yourself?
That is a really good question, Yasmin. And that has been one of our struggle is access to capital, because I really feel like we are on this mission, and no matter who and no matter what, we're going to get there. So you can give me money or I can get it somewhere else, but I'm going to get it. Simple as that. For me, I bootstrapped until I got to a point to where I needed to get a small loan. So I got a small loan from Leaders Bank in Oak Brook. And that was so helpful to propel us to the next level. And then, of course, this pandemic had us on our knees and praying and trying to figure out the next steps. And then our network started coming through. I started getting large orders from Whole Foods. They added 8 stores to our repertoire. And then we got huge orders from our network. So it's networking. It's knowing where the money is. It's applying for every grant that you see. Oh, it's saying I'm not qualified. Okay, well, let them tell me that.
Yeah.
I'm putting it forward. Exactly. That's a good point. Exactly. I'm
Don't not disqualify gonna, yourself. No, let them tell you.
No, you tell me I'm not qualified for it. And I get a lot of that. Oh, well, you don't mean, okay, I hear you, but I'm still going to apply next time you open it. So I think that we have to really look around and see what is available to us. And now I am having an opportunity to apply for some funds from BMO Harris, who has a wonderful program for minority entrepreneurs. So the doors will open rather slowly, but we have to just keep at it, keep applying, keep looking, keep seeking. We did get a little bit of money from the PPP, but nowhere near what others got, who weren't really even small businesses, but I digress. But but we did get some of that. And it's important, like you said too, even if you have good credit. And for me, another blessing, I have good credit, but it still has been a struggle to get access to capital to continue to scale. But I continue to knock on doors. I continue to fill out applications. I continue to see what is available. I continue to apply for everything that looks like it can help us to get to the next level.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. And I have no doubt that you are going to get there. I have no doubt that I will be seeing your products in a Whole Foods coming near to me. I'm here in the West Coast. Yay! So looking forward. And I think you got to get into the California market, girl, because you would blow it up out here. We've got, you know, everybody's vegan. Everybody's on a something. Everybody's a G-free. So you definitely, we need your products here in California for sure.
Well, we are ready to be there, girl. Soon, soon, soon.
Well, tell everyone how they can find you. And just to share with the listeners, I mean, you guys need to check out their website because she's got products, peppermint toffee. Oh, you've got cookie bars, dairy-free bars, lemon poppy seed loaf. I love anything lemon. Cookie bars. So I'm excited. And I think we can also order online, right?
Absolutely. You can go to msps.com gfree.com. You can also reach out to us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on LinkedIn. We're all under MSPS gfree. And you can always give us a call if you just want to ask a question. Our business number is 630-447-0315. Or send us an email. We're at orders@mspsgfree.com. We try to keep it simple, mspsgfree.com. And we are not only looking to upgrade what we have, we're going to be looking to pivot to healthy, our granola. We got two new flavors coming out. We got new packaging coming out. We are ready.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited for you. And thank you so much for just sharing your story, your journey, and really helping our community as well in health. You know, we didn't necessarily talk a whole lot about how being gluten-free can help us with our health, but maybe I'll have to have you come back and share more about that, you know, the benefits of going gluten-free as well, because so many in our community are struggling with health issues.
Yes.
And it, like you said, it really starts with what you're putting in your body.
That is so true. So true. So thank you for your time today. And thank you for your listeners coming out to listen to your podcast. And I absolutely will be back. Just let me know the date and we can talk about being gluten-free.
Awesome. Thank you, Lisa. And we wish you all the success from the Rich Black Woman family.
Thank you. Stay blessed. Stay healthy, Yasmin.
Well, that's a wrap, RBWs. Thank you for listening to the Rich Black Woman podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. If you like what you heard and you want more of it, please subscribe to our podcast. Until next time, live richly.